Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. We're at the 11:30 segment, and that is our Crazy Eight segment with Joel Norris. We're broadcasting from the media room here at the Mississippi Association of Coaches office in Clinton, and Friday Night Under the Lights. And moving forward, Joel, you know, we're in playoffs in certain segments, and certainly in the eight-man football and MAIS, we're in playoff action. So let's tell us what happened tonight.
We are in playoff action, second round of the 1A and 2A bracket. So let's just kick it off with 1A so far. So Riverdale Academy played Tensaw Academy tonight. Riverdale Academy beat Tensaw Academy 58-24. Briarfield Academy played Delta Academy, and they won by the score of 52-12. Briarfield moves on to play Riverdale Academy next week in the semifinal.
Okay.
Wilkinson County Christian played Sharkies Aquina, and they won against Sharkies Aquina 44-6 in a game that a lot of people thought was going to be a little bit closer, but it got out of hand early. DeSoto defeated Lee Academy 42-0, and then Wilkinson County Christian Academy and DeSoto will play each other next week, and that rounds out the 1A semifinals for next week.
Okay.
Going into 2A, we have Claiborne Academy defeating Calhoun Academy 50-8 in a game that we a lot of people thought were going is going to be a lot closer.
In life, Calvin, there are people who, for one reason or another, inspire us. Those influencers whom we've always followed, who teach us that who we are is our great.
I think that was the most surprising one. I think North Sunflower came in just hot, and North Sunflower got the win over Newton, 60-32. So, Prairie View Academy defeated Humphreys Academy, 51-14. No shocker there. Everyone expected Prairie View to win that one. And then Manchester defeated Tallulah in a rematch from their game from earlier on in the year, 44-40, in the closest game of the night. So,
and Tallulah won the first matchup, right?
They did. They won the first matchup. Okay. So the two-way semifinals next week is Claiborne Academy going up against Manchester Academy, and then North Sunflower going up against Prairie View. And those that rounds out the two-way semifinals.
Okay. Well, again, biggest surprise in tonight's action?
I would say the biggest surprise would probably be North Sunflower and Newton. I thought that game was going to be a lot closer and maybe in Newton's favor. A
lot of points scored.
A lot of points scored by both, but, I mean, North Sunflower came in and they just, you know, they rolled. I was really expecting it to be a closer game, but in Newton's favor. But, I mean, North Sunflower got the win, so that was pretty impressive.
60-32.
Yeah, they got to go play a good Prairie View team next week, so we'll see how that one fares. So,
okay.
That's all for now. So, I mean, and the big games next week would probably be Riverdale versus Briarfield, Claiborne versus Manchester, and probably Prairie View versus North Sunflower. That one caught my eye after what North Sunflower did against Newton.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, Joel, we'll look forward to next Friday night, and we move on. I guess this will be the third round of the playoffs next Friday night.
Yeah, the semifinals. 2 weeks left.
All right.
Then championships will be the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay. So, and those games will be played at Jackson Academy.
At Jackson Academy. 1A is at 3 o'clock on Thursday, November 18th, and then 2A is Friday, November 19th at 11 a.m., both at JA.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, thank you. Another wild night in eight-man football.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Okay, let's move on to some other scores. I'm going to give you some MHSAA Class 1A. These are just regular season games that were played last night for the most part. Bay Springs defeated Lumberton 36-0. It was Biggersville over Asheville 47-0. West Tallahatchie beat Coffeyville 30-20. Mount Olive 46, Enterprise Lincoln 26, French Camp over Leake County 33-24, Sebastopol defeated Hamilton 32-15, McEvans over McAdams 54-6, Ethel over Noxipater 30-27, Okolona over Faulkner 38-8, Taylorsville defeated Resurrection 40-14, Richton 44, Salem nothing, Simmons 72, Coldwater nothing, Smithville 33, Thrasher nothing, Tupelo Christian Prep defeated Byers 44-14, West Lowndes 56, Vardaman 6, and finally South Delta 41, West Bolivar nothing. Those are some 1A games that the majority were played last night.
All right, Dr. Dave got on the situation with West.
I saw that,
yeah,
too. Go
so
ahead.
They've had to forfeit two games this year, and they're saying, Dave said it was two games because of COVID. One of them happened 3 days before. They've not been, I guess.
So on the field, they haven't lost?
Right.
So I know one of those games he said they forfeited to Starkville, right?
Yes, it was, and then they forfeited to Louisville.
How about that?
So, and Louisville may be one of those teams that's in the playoffs.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. So
I guess West Point could be kind of laying in the weeds for somebody, right?
It could be. I was looking for, Noah sent me a note saying that Randy McCoy, who has been the announcer there at Tupelo for a long time,
right,
and he called the show a lot, signed off the microphone for the last time tonight.
How about that?
Yeah, so kind of retiring there from Tupelo. I know they're going to miss. I know Randy. We're good friends, and he used to live. Well, he used to be work. Didn't he was superintendent of schools here in Clinton. Randy McCoy. Sure was.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you exactly
when
yeah. But yeah.
It was a while back.
A while back.
All right, we got how much time we got, Chris?
4 minutes.
Okay, that's good enough. John Marcus joins us now from Jackson Prep. We got about three minutes or so, and that's about all it'll take to describe this game tonight.
Yeah. It was all Jackson Prep from the get-go. Jackson Prep kicked off. Park Lane turns it over. I want to say the second play of the game, Prep scores. Next thing you know, Prep kicks back off, and it's a fumble on the kickoff, and it was all downhill for Park Lane after that. You know, it was 28-0 with 8 minutes to play in the first quarter. Once again, Paxton Thompson had a really big night for Jackson Prep, quarterback, just really finding his groove right now. I thought the defense played really well tonight again for Jackson Prep, and this just sets up that game that we've been talking about for the past 3 weeks, that rematch against Hartfield. And I know after that loss a couple weeks ago, Jackson Prep against Hartfield, there was some bitterness, and there was some, you know, felt like that Jackson Prep left some points on the board. So Jackson Prep will travel, you know, 2.5-3 miles down Lakeland Drive to have a rematch against Hartfield next week in the semifinals of MAIS.
Wonder if they'll take the bus.
They will.
Come on!
Program a long, long time. Yes, they'll charter a bus. You know, they charter buses to the JA and MRA. But yeah, they'll bus down there. That's probably gonna be the place to be tomorrow. I mean, next Friday night for football. I expect a packed house at Hartfield. So if you're gonna find a seat, you better get there early. But I just, you know, just talking to Coach Turner after the game, and you know, he said one thing. He didn't want to preach revenge to these guys. You know, he wanted to preach that, look, we left points on the board last time, and we need to make sure we put those points on the board this time.
I think that's where I'm still can't put my arms around a 4.5 to 5 minute trip down the road. But I guess you want to keep your team together. Hey, and I also want to say too, John Marcus, it wasn't like Prep was running up the score there with less than 20 seconds left to go in the game, but you got a guy by the name of Lake Womack who is going to be someone that is going to have to be reckoned with in the years to come. Tell us what he did right quick.
I mean, it was just one of those plays where you're just giving it to him and just, you know, you're hoping, hey, 5 or 7 yards, let's run the clock out. And next thing you know, Lake breaks two tackles, bounces it to the outside, and he hit the clutch and went into fifth gear. And the next thing you know, it's a 60-yard, 70-yard run for a touchdown, and that closed out the game. And Prep wins it, you know, didn't have to kick the extra point as they let the time expire. Prep wins the game 55-13, but Lake's a strong, powerful young man. He's extremely fast once he hits the edge. But yeah, that's a name you're going to be hearing over the next couple of years at Jackson Prep. You know, I think, you know, you look at next year, I think you'll see a heavy dose of Owen Ishii and Lake Womack in that running back position for Jackson Prep.
I agree. You're probably going to need to get with Mike down in Hattiesburg. He wants your coat that you were wearing tonight.
I've gotten a lot of compliments on the powder blue tonight, so I told you I'm just trying to stick out a little bit so that the cameraman can find me. But yeah, I mean, he's not the first person that's complimented me, and I'm not gonna tell you where my connection is, but you know, I compliments on the powder blue tonight. So hey, maybe the powder will come out next week. We'll see.
I hope so. Thanks, brother. We appreciate you, man, so much. All right, John Marcus Duncan.
Take care. Enjoy it.
All righty. John Marcus Duncan, the sideline reporter for Jackson Prep.
You know, I don't think Prep, their budget, they're not really worried about chartering that bus to go 4 minutes. They're okay with that.
It's 5 minutes from the school. You want to keep... Yeah, and you want to keep your team all together, keep them in routine, and you know, it's the same way with JA, same way with MRA.
Chris is saying it's a safety issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. No, it's a big group, all right. All right, we're going to step aside. Hey, we got Brandon Shields, and we're still chasing Jared Schatz. We want to talk about this Warren Central football team.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition. Compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to this last segment of Friday Night Under the Lights on MPB Think Radio, and it's made possible tonight by the folks at Malone Roofers. They are more than just roofers. They're part of your community. Something that we wanted to mention that we haven't yet, Noah found this out, actually. Noah Crow, one of our guys that hunts down stuff. The Moss Point Tigers had their 500th win tonight in their program. And so congratulations to them. We already mentioned that Voice of the Golden Way football, Dr. Randy McCoy, signed off for the final time. We're going to try to get him on the show next week. Tupelo beat Germantown. And so Tupelo will advance in the
– No, Tupelo will not.
They will not. You're right. They got looked at. They were odd men out.
They were the odd man out. That's right.
Didn't that happen in that district last year?
Well, I think they had the same – district record, I think, is Clinton, maybe.
But Clinton beat them.
Well, Clinton beat them head-to-head, so I think that's – well, I'm not real sure about that. But anyway, they had a better record overall, but they didn't have as many wins in the district.
Got to have them in the district.
Got to have them in the district.
All right, let's go to the telephone, Brandon Shields. Now, Brandon, you got to start working these Thursday games too, don't you?
I've had a Thursday night game all year, so it was. Yeah, I had a game last night, of course, had a game tonight. So
who'd you cover last night? Who'd you cover?
Who did I cover last night?
Yeah,
Oxford and Madison Central.
Whoa! Tell me about that ball game. I was kind of surprised not so much at Madison Central winning, but the score they won by.
Yeah, Madison. What killed Oxford was their first two drives were ended in turnovers in plus territory. They fumbled the ball in the third play of the game, and they're at the Madison 18-yard line, and then Madison fumbled it right back to them, and Madison was in plus territory. Then Oxford gets the ball back. They get in Madison's territory again and then fumbles it right back. Mm. And then Madison scored off that second turnover, and it was all Madison. Madison had 470 yards rushing. Ooh. They had almost 600 yards of offense.
Yeah.
So they moved the ball at wheels. But the game I had tonight was completely, completely opposite of that. So
who'd you have tonight?
I had Newton County and Pastor Sheehan. Final score was 3-0.
Oh, a defensive thriller.
Yeah, but it wasn't as it was a defensive struggle, but the game tonight, man, just so many penalties and hardly any big plays at all. The furthest play was like 20 yards on a run play for Newton County.
Wow.
To basically seal the game. And Pastor Sheehan only had a chance. Really had the only chance to score with just over 5 minutes to go. They had the ball on the 1 yard line, fourth and goal. And quarterback on a quarterback sneak tried to fake the handoff run to the pylon and got pushed out of bounds at the 2 yard line. And that was it. So the final score was 3-0. Well, and now Newton County moves on to play North Pike for the second year in a row in the second round of the playoffs in 4A.
That 3-0. That's a lot of good defense on that, and pushing him out of the two after being on the goal line. That's huge. That is a big defensive play.
It was a big defensive play. Newton County's defense played great all night long. They prevented the big play, had three big turnovers throughout the game, and they played really, really well tonight. And past Christian, they're kind of, you know, trying to get back into learning how to win. You know, they've been right. They've been kind of the team that people beats up on during the year. they're heading in the right direction. You know, ending the year 5-5 ain't always great, but with what they got coming back for next year, they'll be fine.
All righty. Well, I know next week, you'll be. I guess they are playing games on Thursday again next week, aren't they?
I will not be at a game Thursday night. Finally,
because the number of teams.
I don't know
less.
Where I'll be next year. I'm sorry.
I said the number of games are less because you're getting down to the quarterfinals and then the semifinals. So there's less teams to cover, which means that you can play them all on Friday now.
Yeah, I can kind of pick and choose now. I have more of a good variety of games to be like, all righty, this game has a chance to be really good, or this one or that one, you know. But yeah, like you said, we start losing teams, you know, less teams to worry about, which is always in my, with what I have to deal with, a lot less stressful.
That's true. Well, we appreciate the report on that one tonight, and we'll look forward to hearing from you next week and seeing where you are and following some more of that. I'm assuming you're probably going to go to a 6A game around here if you can.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brandon. All right, that's Brandon Shields. We never did get a report on Warren Central. When did they play Warren Central?
All right, let's just give you the playoffs scenario here in 6A. This is in the north. First game would be Oxford playing at South Panola. DeSoto Central draws Madison Central at Madison Central. Hernando will be at Starkville. Clinton will be at South Haven. The South games, Harrison Central will be at Brandon. Warren Central travels to D'Iberville. D'Iberville's only lost one game. Pearl will be at Ocean Springs, who's not lost at all. And then Gulfport will be at Oak Grove. So Warren Central is going to D'Iberville, which I would think is a pretty tough draw. D'Iberville's pretty strong.
I'll tell you another tough draw, but don't count Gulfport out. You know, we had their coach on earlier this year, and they're going to go to Oak Grove, and it's tough to win in there. But I'm telling you, just don't count them out. There's just something about that team. I don't know. I mean, to get this far, we didn't know that they would get this far.
Right.
And who did you say Clinton plays?
Clinton gets South Haven. It really looked like Clinton was going to go to South Panola, but kind of the way things fell out, they ended up being
further up the road.
They ended up being the third team, so they will play the second team in the other district, which is South Haven.
Well, so, we've done a lot of those, or I have done a lot of those South Panola Clinton games, and going over there, and they've got that tiger screaming every time they score.
Yeah. I don't think you ever want to play South Panola in the playoffs.
Especially not there.
No.
I had that cat ringing in my ears for a week.
Hey, the 5A games, and we'll mention those. These are the North games. You mentioned West Point. Ridgeland is going to West Point. Ridgeland's had a good season.
Yes, they have.
But I don't know that you really want to play West Point in the playoffs either. Cleveland Central plays at Vicksburg. So Vicksburg's getting to host a game in the playoffs.
And I can't remember the last time Vicksburg was in the playoffs.
I can't either. That's really, they've had a really good season.
Yeah.
Lake Cormorant is going to Neshoba Central. Holmes County Central is playing at Lafayette. And then the South won't be determined until after the Laurel Hattiesburg game. We know Picayune's in it, we don't know. Laurel and Hattiesburg are both 5-5 overall, and so they're playing, at Laurel. So that will, but after that game tomorrow night, you'll know, who'll be the 5A.
And one of those teams will have the little brown jug. Now, this is 100 years of going after this jug.
Yeah. We're not sure what's in the jug, but
well, apparently
they're playing for it.
Apparently it's worth something. They've been playing for it for a long time. You know, I think one of the things tonight, one of the games that jumps out, this Tri-County program is just an amazing program. They've got two rushers that have 1,500 yards. That's 3,000 yards. Between two kids. That's just unbelievable. And the Trey Stearman kid must be really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, they're 10-1. Again, I think they lost to Adams County Christian, didn't they?
Yes.
I think that's who they lost to. And that was a fairly close game.
They're going
to
see him again, too.
But they're, I guess they're now either 10-1 or 11-1 after tonight.
And tip your hat to the team that played Greenville Christian tonight.
Yeah, that was Winona.
Winona Christian. Greenville Christian edges them 50-0. So, they're
50-0.
Yeah. Wow. In a playoff game.
All 31 or 32 that they've got out there.
So does it say, does Will Sheet say where they're going, who they have next?
No, but it really doesn't matter.
you're right. I don't see anybody.
Not in 3A.
No. I don't think anybody in 6A can beat
them. No, not in MAIS 3A. They're just, they just have athletes that, I mean, they've got a ton of kids that are going to play football somewhere on Saturdays.
Somewhere. And I tell you, there are going to be a lot of JUCO teams going after those kids. And I can certainly understand why. We'll be traveling to Scuba to do the Hines game tomorrow. And
where is Scuba? Toward Meridian?
North of Meridian.
North of Meridian.
Yeah. So it's about 2.5?
Over 2 hours.
Yeah. But to play in East Mississippi, which...
Gerald drive fast.
It's... 10-hour. I mean,
that's right, Marie.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's if we take the real route. Some question about that. As Chris smiles, he knows what I'm talking about. Well, that's going to put a wrap on our show tonight. Big thanks to Joel Norris and Noah Crow for chasing our scores and stories down for us tonight. Ty Bailey being on the phone, and of course, Chris Saxon producing. George and I'll be back next week. We hope you will. See you then.
Welcome to the Friday night.